Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, September 18th. I'm Ray Graff. We talk travel today, and when we do that, we welcome back our friend Gene Gagnon of Plaza Travel Center in Latham, New York. So if you have been contemplating a trip to far-flung reaches of the globe, now is your chance to call and ask your travel question. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org, voxpop@wamc.org, or 800-348-2551. I promised Gene today I wouldn't bring up trains that much. We'll not talk about train travel and how great it is and how superior it is to all other forms of travel. We'll just we'll start after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. We're joined by certified travel counselor Gene Gagnon. Gene is the president of Plaza Travel Center, a woman-owned business since 1969. The Institute of Certified Travel Agents awarded her the designation of certified travel counselor in 1985. She was an adjunct instructor of travel and tourism at University College of Syracuse University and Schenectady County Community College, which is now SUNY Schenectady. At Plaza Travel, Gene specializes in VIP travel, custom planning, international itineraries, and group travel. You got a question? Now is your time. 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, 800-348-2551. Gene Gagnon, I know this is going to be a great show because we spent 10 minutes talking about old fashions. So I think we're really off to a good start.
Yes, and you know, it actually sort of made me think about one of the things I love about traveling besides food. I love trying different foods.
Yeah.
Is trying local either liqueurs or beers and things like that. And it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you have my interest for sure. Anything new going on?
I'm going to be leaving for Japan in about 3 weeks. I'm
no
very excited
way.
About that. Yes.
That's
yes,
exciting.
Yes.
So you're taking a boat?
No, I am not.
No?
I'm not. We're flying.
You're flying?
Nonstop.
Wow.
Out of Newark to Tokyo.
Ooh, that's a long flight.
Yeah, it's
going to
be long. 15 hours, roughly.
Good heavens. What do you do for 15 hours on a flight?
Well, I'm going to try to sleep a little.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to read.
Right.
And I'll watch movies.
And you're in first class, right?
Yeah. No.
No?
No, 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 no.
Because, I mean,
no,
that's
no.
the only way. If you're going to go 15 hours, you might as well have a bed and turn.
Oh, I would love to have that, but that's a little bit too pricey for me.
Okay. All right. Fair. Well, maybe you should up your rates. All right. This email came in early from Henri, I'm going to say, because he spells
Henri.
It with an I instead of a Y.
Lovely.
Henri, who says, I have a desire to visit Montreal sometime this fall. I live in the capital region, and I'm exploring a few travel options. In my search, a few things stand out to me. One, out of the fall months, which month would be the best one to visit? I do have a few vacation days left in the month of September. Would it be wise to book something in September before the calendar flips to October or wait a month later in the fall? That's question one.
Okay, so question one is you should never wait. You know, my motto is the longer you wait, the more expensive the trip will be. So I would go as soon as possible.
All right.
If you can get something decent, you know what I mean? Plus the weather. You know, the weather can be iffy. September's beautiful.
So is October.
You know, it could be. Could be getting cooler already. But either month would be delightful.
Yeah.
You might want to, you know, the problem is the fall months are very, very busy because of the leaf peeping.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you're going to have to just check which weekend you can get the best rates. I would think Columbus Day weekend would probably be higher because it would be more popular. But whenever you can get the best rates.
Did you know that whole area is basically a lava plain from a huge asteroid strike way back when?
I did not know that.
That's true. I think it's true. I might have seen that on the show.
I'll be researching that afterwards.
All right. I might have heard that somewhere. Okay. Second question from Henri. Would a bus service be best for this trip rather than driving myself?
Well, you could certainly drive yourself. That would give you the car while you're there if you want to do something more further afield. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how many days you're going to spend there. Taking the bus would definitely be an option. You can also take the train.
Oh, I love the train.
I'm
so glad you brought up the
train. I love the
train. I believe that service is now open again up on the Amtrak. You go right on up to Montreal.
Yes, you can. You just need to know it's about 8 hours. Even though you could drive in closer to three and a half, because the tracks are very slow.
Oh, but
they're
wonderful.
It's beautiful.
Talk about leaf peeping.
Yes,
you look out the window.
It's absolutely beautiful. So if time is on your side, yes, definitely take the train.
Okay.
Bear in mind when you're looking at hotel rates that they'll be in Canadian dollars, and it's much less in U.S. dollars, like 20% less.
Is it 20 now?
Just about, yeah.
All right, and so that leads to question three. Henri has several questions, and he's a regular listener, and I'm going to let it slide. Would it be best to withdraw money from my bank and then carry the cash with me to Montreal and make the exchange there?
No. It is always a better exchange rate in the country of origin. So the what you're getting is Canadian dollars, so the best exchange rate will be in Canada. So what I do is I use my ATM. Now, granted, you'll pay, you know, a couple of bucks, maybe $3-4 each time you use your ATM, but it'll be the best rate of exchange, and then you're not carrying around oodles of cash.
True.
But besides that, the more importantly, you want to bring a credit card, because the best rate of exchange is the bank rate.
Oh.
So use your credit card to pay everything, okay? You'll get the best exchange rate. However, you have to make sure that your credit card does not charge a currency conversion fee.
Which I'm sure that most of them do and don't tell
not,
you.
Not necessarily. Like, I can tell you right now, if you have a Capital One, for example, they don't charge.
Interesting.
My Marriott Bonvoy credit card does not charge. So all you do is you call the number on the back of your card, you call the 800 number, and you say, do you charge a currency conversion fee? Or sometimes they call it a foreign transaction
mm-hmm.
fee. And what it is, it means, like, let's say you charge $100. They'll convert it, but then they'll also charge another 3%. So you don't want to pay 3% more than everybody else is paying.
Right.
So that's what I recommend you do. If your credit card says they do charge it, ask them, do they have an upgraded charge that doesn't? I mean, they want to keep your business.
Yeah.
You know, so they may offer you a free upgrade or get another card that doesn't charge it.
All right.
And one more thing.
Yes.
Henri may already know this, but in case he doesn't, double check your cell phone service.
You know what?
Because
you're a genius. That was his fourth question.
Because
shall I read it or just what do you
no,
want?
No, no, I'll just answer it.
Oh, okay.
Leave more room for more questions.
Okay, okay.
A lot of people forget that, and they go up there and they start making calls, and they might not have international coverage. So call your own provider, whoever that provider might be. Tell them you're going to Canada, and they'll tell you all about the different plans.
All right, Henri, merci beaucoup. This is from Sherry. I went to Germany in the early 80s with a family to visit with family, presumably Sherry's family, to visit also Sherry's family. Confused?
No.
Okay, good. Sadly, they're all gone now. Oh, sorry, Sherry. So if I went back to Germany alone, what city would you suggest I go to as an elder who is reasonably fit? Now, Sherry, I think that 66 is not that much of an elder.
No.
Okay.
It is not an elder.
All right.
Let's make that perfectly clear.
Okay.
That the new middle age is 68.
Okay. Well, I think that that's a load of hooey, but still. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. There are many, many cities in Germany that you could go to. I love Munich because you also have the proximity. If you want to take day trips out all over the place, you can. Frankfurt is a little bit more businesslike. They don't have quite as nice of a old town.
Mm-hmm.
But I would try to get off the beaten track. Now, of course, if you really love history, you could go to Berlin. You know, so it really depends upon what your interests are.
Yeah.
They all have wonderful museums and things like that. But I like Munich.
Okay. One more email for a travel counselor, Jean Gagnon, and then we'll take a break and then we'll hit the phones. We'll go back to the emails later. Number here is 800-348-2551. Kelly in Saugerties writes, my family and I are planning a trip to Vietnam in the summer of 2025. do you deal with travel to Vietnam? I've never used travel agent before, but I'm considering it. Now, we don't do business on this. So just in general, travel agents do Vietnam tours or whatnot?
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, next October, not this year, but October of 26, I'm going to Vietnam.
No way.
Yeah.
How many frequent flyer miles do you have?
Not as many as you'd think.
Really?
yeah, because they're always different airlines and they don't. Anyway, but yes, a good travel counselor would definitely be able to assist you with planning a trip to Vietnam. You could either do an independent tour where you're more on your own, or you could be part of a small group tour that would also take you around, and depends upon what you want to see and what you want to do.
Now, you're very young, but back in the 60s and 70s, there was a war in Vietnam, and you're way too young to remember that. But
you're talking to her, I guess, not
no,
me.
No, I'm talking to you.
Oh, no, and, I'm not too young.
Well, so the, you know, there was some animosity there post-war. Are we all friends now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't forget, most of the animosity, the majority of the animosity was North Vietnam. Most people spend most of their time in South, even though I'm going to be going to the North as well. We go to Germany, you know, I mean.
That's true.
We go South.
Go South in the U.S., you mean?
We go below the Mason-Dixon
line. It's a lovely
line, and we had fights, so this is what I'm
saying.
Well,
you make a point about the Civil War, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Because we've had issues with different places, but we still travel there afterwards because
you're
we
going
still
to Japan
love the people.
For Pete's
I'm
sake.
Going to Japan for Pete's sake.
Kumbaya. Let's all be friends.
That's
let's
right.
take a break, Zachy. 800-348-2551. Gene Gagnon, peace activist and travel counselor, is with us today. We'll be back. You want to get funky? There's a Bernard Pretty Purdy there. One of those songs. What was the name of that one, Zach? Pretty good. All right. It's Vox Pop, not a music show. 800-348-2551. Travel today with Gene Gagnon. A lot of email, but we'll get back to that in a bit. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's roll with the phones. We go to Brooklyn. And Donna, you're on.
Hi, Gene. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I have a question about marketing. Mm-hmm. When you say that you are a women-owned and women-centered business, I'm wondering what that means and if you can use Italy as an example in your answer. Sorry, you can tell I teach. Okay.
Okay.
That would be great. And if you can work the peace part into that, too. That was a word that you just brought up that
well,
was also interesting.
Well, so, you're supposed to ask me a travel question.
Yes.
Okay, so, but I will tell you this. I will
use Italy. I said use Italy as an example.
All right.
So
okay.
do women go to Italy?
Yes, women.
Let me give you a little context.
No, that's okay. Donna, that's okay.
Hang on.
The whole three things there, the whole three religions. And, no, I'm sorry, that's Spain. Excuse me. I want to do all three environmental things.
So, okay.
Alpine, Southern, okay, that kind of thing. So all please right. use Italy, not the other place.
I still don't know what the question is.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll try to answer it nonetheless.
Okay,
all
I'm
right.
Sure that
okay,
she can
so.
Riff. I'm sure she can
she'll
riff,
riff
on it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Start riffing.
All right. We'll make this as brief as possible so we can try to get in a lot of phone calls today. So, as a woman owned business, I use my own experience as a woman. Mm-hmm. who has traveled a great deal.
Yeah.
So I can give a lot of personal experience about where to go, where not to go, what to do, what not to do, and actually help allay women's fears about traveling alone.
Yeah.
So Italy, for example, is very safe. They're very friendly. There's places you should go that you shouldn't go. And I think that's where my experience and my gender help other women. So that's my answer, Donna.
Well,
thank
Donna,
you.
Thank you very much. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. And Gene Gagnon is our guest today from Placid Travel. Let's go to Scotia. And Peter, you're on.
Hi there. Ray, you are the man.
Thank you.
Gene, you are terrific. You know, you have I can tell you're like a natural storyteller. I mean, I just love listening to you.
Thank you.
When you're on. You're welcome. I want to go, my daughter's down in San Antonio, and I just wondered, if you had any suggestions about things to do down there, or you know, or a special airline to use, or
yes,
you know, could I
absolutely
call you
Peter.
Guys up at your place?
Okay, we can't really do business like
we're not
that.
Doing business.
What you do on your time, Peter, is up to you, Bear Brother.
Let me answer the question.
I didn't mean that. That's okay, Peter.
So this is the thing. Any good travel agent would be able to handle a trip to San Antonio. And San Antonio is a lovely city. They have something called the Riverwalk. They used to have a river going through San Antonio that they covered up a lot. You know, there was a lot of concrete, things like that, and they slowly opened it up, and it is charming. You can take these flower-filled boat rides, and there are sidewalk cafes. Absolutely beautiful. Of course, you also have the Alamo, so you've got a lot of history. You can go outside of San Antonio, and there are missions, the old missions that are really beautiful. Some of them are still active churches. So San Antonio also has some lovely art museums. I would definitely recommend a trip to San Antonio. And as far as airfares go, since if you're leaving from the Albany area, since no one goes there nonstop anyway, just get the best flight that you can get.
Have you considered the train, Peter?
Ray?
No.
Don't
bring up the train. She gets annoyed when I bring up the train, Peter. Hey, let me tell you one thing. Mrs. Graff and I don't travel much. I don't leave the house much. But she had to go to San Antonio on business several years ago. She still raves about it. It's apparently just an amazing place.
Yeah, go there and have a good time.
That's great. That's great.
Have fun.
Thank you very much. Thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Poughkeepsie. And Julie, you're on.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Thanks. I'm going to be on a Mediterranean cruise in November, and I'm going to be in Rome for a full day. What's your advice on getting the most out of a day in Rome?
Okay, so one day in Rome, I would try to get to the Vatican really, really early. There are tours that start as early as 7:30 in the morning. They even have a tour that includes the gatekeeper of the Vatican.
Yeah.
And you can
Saint
help
Peter?
Them. No. The okay. actual,
oh,
the,
I
like
you.
He keeps the keys.
I understand.
The keys.
Yeah.
So you want to do that as early as you can so there'll be the least amount of crowds. It's absolutely beautiful. If you can't get in to see the Sistine Chapel, at least go and see St. Peter's Square and the Basilica. Very, very pretty. Then I would walk back from there. I would walk across the Castle St. Angelo Bridge, which is a pedestrian-only bridge. And you'll see the Castle of St. Angelo, which used to be the Pope's Castle. Then from there, I would walk down towards the Pantheon, stopping at the Piazza Navona, which is a beautiful open square. Used to actually be like a race,
yeah,
you know, a race course. Have a gelato there, then continue walking, see the Pantheon, although now they just changed it so that you have to have a block time, which you can do online. See the Pantheon, see the Trevi Fountain, walk over and see the Spanish Steps. If you can also get an afternoon tour to the Colosseum, it's a lot to do both of those in one day, but you can do it. You could do the Vatican in the morning, the Colosseum in the afternoon, and walk around in between. Eat gelato and have some pasta.
Julie.
Is all that really walkable? Seeing all those things,
I can walk it. I'm 68 years old and average health, so I think most people could if they can walk, you know. If not, you can get, they call it a golf cart tour, where you're in this little golf cart and they drive you around all over the place. So look and see what the options are. The only issue is with a Mediterranean cruise, you're actually in a port. You're not going to actually pull into Rome.
Right.
You're going to be about an hour away. The same thing if you're going up to Florence, you're going to be an hour and a half away. So just bear that in mind. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Julie. Appreciate it. I wonder if he's not using it, can you borrow the Pope Mobile when you're up there?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. I wonder how fast that goes. That's the car show. That's coming up later in the month. Taylor is in upstate New York. You're on.
Hi. So I'm planning my honeymoon, and I have my passport, but I've never left the country, and we want to see the Northern Lights, and I don't even know where to start. Where should I start?
Okay, the closest and most assured way of seeing the Northern Lights is probably Iceland. There are nonstop flights from Boston. It's not that far. And it's an easy place to get to, and you can actually only go for 3 or 4 nights, you know, depending upon your time and your budget. And you want to go in more in the winter, because the darker the sky is, the easier it is to see the northern lights, even though, yes, you can see them in the summer and things like that. But there, what? Ray,
no,
Ray is interjecting.
It's fairly far north. I mean, if you go in the summer and you go at night, you still have that sun.
Exactly.
Deal, yeah?
So it's very light. It's still light out. That's why you want to go. It more
oh,
in the winter.
Winter. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't really following along. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks for helping me, right?
Yeah, that's
so,
okay.
So, yeah, you'd want to go in the late fall, in the winter. And Reykjavik is a really, really cool city. A lot of, more current like breweries and nightlife. And they've got the Blue Lagoon and the Sky Lagoon.
Yeah.
So even if it's cold, you can be in these thermal springs. So if you really, really want to see that, that's where I would go. If you wanted to go further afield, you could go to Norway, to Tromsø in the north, and you can definitely see them there too.
Okay. Taylor, you want to follow up?
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Have you ever done those Blue Lagoon deals?
Not there, no.
I mean,
in New Zealand.
It doesn't make sense to me, right? Because you're in, it's freezing out,
mm-hmm.
and you're in the warm water,
mm-hmm.
and then how do you get out?
Quickly.
It doesn't make sense.
You mean you've never been in somebody's hot tub in their backyard in the winter?
Just look at me. Do I get invited anywhere? Give me a break. No, of course not. The number here is 800-348-2551. It's Gene Gagnon today, who's very funny, and it's travel. 800-348-2551. So one of my guests on Food Friday last week, his partner, was in, and I may still be in, Greenland. Have you ever gone to Greenland?
I have not, but I've got a client who is actually interested, and I've been reading more about it.
The picture she sent was amazing.
Yeah.
Huge glacier, yeah. And just, you know, really cool.
It's really like an adventurous kind of place to go. You can do a lot of kayaking with, you know, in glacial waters and everything. Really interesting.
All right, let's go to Troy. It's Linda's turn. Linda, you're on with Gene Gagnon.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to Paris in early October.
Lucky you.
And yeah. I mean, there's so many wonderful places to see. It's not really a question of where, just fitting them all in. But I'm going to be flying standby, non-rev, and I haven't done that in about 10 years. I don't know if things have changed, if you have any experience traveling that way, and any pointers?
Well, I don't know what airline and things like that, but whatever airline you're going on that you're standing by for, I would pick an airline and a city that has a lot of lift, that has a lot of flights to Paris. So, for example, I wouldn't go out of Boston because there aren't as many nonstop flights. I would go out of Kennedy, mm-hmm. second choice, maybe Newark, because they're going to have the most nonstop flights that you can try to get on. And I would start early as far as in the day. I mean, there are flights that start, I think, at 4:30 or 5 and go all the way up until 10 o'clock at night. So if it was me and I was flying standby, I would try to get on the first flight, and then at least you have more options if you can't get on those.
Linda.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Well, maybe get bumped up to business class.
Yeah, you can always hope.
All right, well, have a great trip.
Have a good time.
Yeah, appreciate the call. 800-348-2551. That's the number if you have a travel question for Gene Gagnon. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Paul and Rhinebeck wants to know about Charleston. Says, going next month, your thoughts on the top three things to do, favorite restaurant, etc.
Oh, I can't think of a favorite restaurant off the top of my hand, the top of my head for Charleston. But you might want to go on a buggy ride.
Yeah.
A carriage ride. Definitely. You know what would be fun? Would be a food walking tour.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Oh, it's
such
a
seafood.
Great way to see a city, too, because it's like a combination of walking and talking and stopping at different places along the way.
Yeah.
And you might want to take a day trip. I know I have a lot of people who take a day trip out to one of the plantations.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very informative. They're very interesting. You get to see how it worked, how it was laid out, historically speaking and culturally speaking.
Yeah. You ever eat the grits?
I'm sorry?
You ever eat the grits?
I do like grits, but I like them with a lot of butter.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
A lot of butter.
Okay. this email from Susan. What's the best way to travel around South Korea?
Oh, you know, that's so interesting because I'm going there after Japan.
Of course you are. You know? But of course. If I said the moon, what's the best way? Oh, it's funny. We're going there in 26. Yeah, it's fine.
You know, I can't really tell you that because, first of all, I'm going there soon. And I would probably recommend someone go on a tour.
Yeah.
I don't know yet because I haven't been there how much I would be on my own and use public transportation and things like that. I do know when I go to a country whose language is not written in the Roman type, I guess is what I'm trying to say, it's a lot more difficult. So, for example, if I go to Rome,
right,
and I'm looking for the Colosseum and I see a sign that says Colosseo, I kind of get the right idea. You know what I mean?
Colosseo's pizza. It's
right
over there.
Right. Exactly. You know, but when I was in China the first time, I was just stumped because there was no, I mean, even if I was in Paris and I said to somebody, Hyatt Hotel, they would have a rough idea. In China, they looked at me like I had two heads. You know what I'm saying? Hyatt. Hotel,
right.
Hyatt, and I just kept repeating it.
It's probably a swear word in Mandarin. You know?
So in some place where I don't speak the language, I mean, you can still go, but you got to make sure you have a business card with you from the hotel that you're staying at, that you have everything written down in the local lingo when you're trying to go somewhere.
I have heard wonderful things about South Korea. A friend of the family, she spent a semester there. And just had the best things to say about
it. Oh, I'm sure, because that's why I'm doing that as an extension after the Japan trip, is we're going to Seoul. And we're going to meet somebody who has defected from North Korea. We're going
to... Do you want to say that on the radio? Seriously.
I have no problem with that. That's what I'm doing.
They'll track you down.
Oof.
Okay.
Poof.
All right, fine. Trish and Lee wants to know, planning to visit Argentina in January. We'll see Buenos Aires and Patagonia. What other areas are of interest?
Patagonia. I want to go to Patagonia. I have not been, and it's something on my bucket list. So you definitely, when you go to Buenos Aires, you definitely want to see a tango show. That's like really, really something you want to do when you're there. You want to get out into the cowboy country,
mm-hmm.
the gauchos,
Gaucho.
You know, that are out there. That would be like a really fun thing to do. I'm trying to think what else. Patagonia is just going to be beautiful. You know, I don't know if you're also going to be near Bariloche if you're in Argentina. There's a crossing through the lakes. That's very, very pretty.
Where
you take a boat and then you drive a little bit, then you take another boat and you drive a little bit, and it's the way you get across that area, the border. So that would be something interesting to look into as well. But Buenos Aires, beautiful.
Yeah, we're joined today by travel counselor Gene Gagnon. If you have a travel question, 800-348-2551 is the number. Let's go back to the phones and to Delmar. Steve, you're on.
Hey, Gene.
Hi.
I've got an offer to go to Dubai. I was wondering, when is the best time to travel?
Well, it depends upon why you're going there. But in general, you can go there any time of year because it's, how can I explain it? It's like Las Vegas insofar as everything is air conditioned. You know, you're going to go from an air-conditioned car into an air-conditioned building. You know, it doesn't matter that much, but it is part of the southern continent, so it would be the reverse seasons of ours.
Okay.
You know, so best time of year, I would say probably May and maybe September.
Yeah, have you
Again,
gone?
On the cusp, no.
No, not interested?
No, I'd be very interested.
Okay. Steve, you want to follow up?
No, just thank you very much.
Thanks
a lot. All right, let's grab one more before the next break. Gene Gagnon is our guest today. 800-348-2551 is the number. We go to beautiful Liberty, New York. Kathy, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, I love to travel very close to the ground, and I don't go do groups or anything. I've done all my traveling by myself, but I'm 81 years old and I have a disability that requires me to walk with crutches. So my son has offered to go with me on a trip to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very interested in seeing this country, but I'm wondering about everything. Have you been to Cuba and what's it like in terms of
It's very, very interesting because, first of all, because they haven't had imports in very long time, everything is very kind of 50s and 60s. It's not very modern, but the parts that I've been in are very clean. The beaches are beautiful. But right now, you can still only travel to Cuba on a people-to-people basis, which means you're usually going to be on some type of a tour or program where every day you're meeting, maybe you're going to a school, maybe the next day you're going to a craftsman shop. You know, you're actually learning about the culture and things like that. One of the things that you need to be aware of is this: you're really not going to end up using your cell phone while you're there because there's no real good cell phone.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you're not going to be able to use your credit cards and ATM. So everything is going to be cash.
Right.
And whoever you, and there are so many things you have to do. You know, you have to fill out declarations. You have to fill out an affirmation that the tour company or company that you're booking with will help you do all of that.
Do you need a sponsor of some kind?
No. Well, the tour company sort of takes the place of that.
Hang on. We got another caller on the line here. Stand by a minute. Okay. Hang in there just for a minute. We didn't get rid of Kathy. Let's put this person on hold. I apologize. I'm not going to hang up on you.
Okay,
there we go. Now let's go back to Kathy. I'm sorry, Kathy.
Okay. So Kathy, so
Hang on. Okay, stand by. Ah, gosh. All right. It's all screwed up now. Something happened. And all right. So Kathy and Liberty, we're going to let, technical stuff. I apologize. These things happen. Gene, talk about Cuba for a minute or two, and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
And then I'll go run out in the street and scream. Okay?
Okay. So Cuba would be very interesting to go to.
Other thing, though.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Kathy and Liberty?
This is Kathy, and I'm in Liberty, and I just want to say, is there a company that she could recommend that does that kind of
I really, I'm not allowed to recommend any particular companies, but there are, and if you have a good travel agent, you should call them, and they would help you through that process.
All right, Kathy, I'm so sorry for the technical snafu. It's well known to our listening audience that I am a semi-professional broadcaster, but now I'm going to take a break and take stock of my choices in life. 800-348-2551 is the number if you want to spin the wheel and see if you get on the air. Gene Gagnon is our guest. We'll be back. Lovely, lovely. Cocktails for two here on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551. Before we get back to it with Gene, a big thank you to everybody who pledged today. We did a special roundtable panel on immigration. It was a very good show. We did a couple of hours, and we interspersed some fundraising in the middle of that. And thanks to everybody who pitched in. Our fund drive comes up in October. We are going to do this again periodically between now and then, where you'll have a chance for some special broadcasts and a little fundraising thrown in as well. So if you pitched in today, thank you. If not, you'll get your chance, and you can always do it right now at wamc.org. That's all I got on that. Gene Gagnon is our guest, and Nehemiah writes in, visit to Portugal. I'm going to be driving between Lisbon and Porto next month. I've booked accommodation for those cities, but nothing in between. I would like to have the option of deciding where to stay, depending on which towns I happen upon. Do you think it'll work out for me, or should I make reservations before I leave?
Well, you can always try to do something. Europe is very, very busy right now, so you're taking a little bit of a chance, but you could probably find something. I mean, there are a lot of beautiful little towns and things to see and do between Lisbon and Porto. You could go to Obidos, which is actually Obidos, which is supposedly the prettiest village in Portugal. You could also stop in Fátima if you're so inclined. Algobaca has an incredible monastery. Actually, if you planned it, you could do a really nice, like, 8-hour drive where you stopped, let's say, in Obidos for a little while, then maybe went to Fatima, then maybe to Al-Qabaka. You could stop in either Nazaré, which is on the coast. Coimbra. Coimbra's there, too.
Oh,
Coimbra's
about
in between, and they've got the most incredible university. It's where a lot of the library from Harry Potter was based on, was the university at Coimbra. So there's a lot of beautiful things you can do between both of those. One night, as far as I'm concerned, wouldn't even be enough. I mean, I would stop like one night, one place, and then a little bit further on in another place, because it's really beautiful, the villages.
All right, here's one. We're in that portion of the show, and I'll only do a couple more emails where there are town names and place names that I will surely butcher. But here we go. This is from Carol. What are your thoughts about traveling to Guatemala Lake Atitlan next March if you follow all the State Department recommendations? My cash-strapped family is considering this trip. What else might you recommend that won't break the bank? Do you want me to give you this so you know how to say this name?
Because No, that's fine.
Was I close enough?
That's fine. Let me see. Yeah.
Okay.
Atitlan, I think it's pronounced.
Right.
But that's okay. That's okay. I'm not sure what you're talking about as far as the state advisories, because I haven't looked recently at the state advisories for Guatemala.
Yeah.
If it's a 2 or a 3, I would not be too concerned about it. 2s and 3s are actually very normal, and it means, you know, pay attention, be safe, which you should do even if an advisory is a 1. You know, and yeah, the rates will be lower, definitely lower there. If you can travel before December 15th, that's the break of the high season, so that might help as well. Your airfare, I'm not sure. I haven't been checking airfares, but check out of JFK. That'll probably be your best option as far as keeping the fare down.
Yeah.
She's going there with her family.
Yeah, and money is sort of a consideration.
Right. Well, it's always a consideration.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's a reasonably placed place to go. A reasonably priced place to go. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
There's also places in Mexico that aren't as far. They're also reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's a subjective word.
Of course.
Reasonably priced, you know. But, unfortunately, the poorer the country, the less expensive it is for us to travel there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you have to bear that in mind.
All right. One more email and then back to the phones. This one's from Semi, who says, I am going to France around Thanksgiving. What's the better option, a day in Bruges or going somewhere in Austria if I'm starting in France and want to take a day trip or a 2-day trip?
Oh, Bruges.
Yeah?
I love Bruges.
Why? What's
I
so
love
special
Bruges.
About Bruges?
Bruges is incredibly beautiful. It used to be a trading port. There was a route out to the ocean from Bruges. In, I think it was the 14, 1500s, maybe the 1600s, I'm not sure. But then the river silted over. Okay, so people could no longer get out and people could no longer come in.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of froze in time.
Ah.
So the old area has all these beautiful canals, and now there's all these beautiful flowers, and they make the most incredible chocolate.
Ooh.
And Belgian French fries are the best you've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
I don't know what they do. I think they double fry them, and plus they make this like homemade like mayonnaise.
Mm.
And you eat that with the French fry. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
I like freedom fries better.
Oh.
You know? Why are you looking at me that way?
Because that's a silly, silly word to put in front of the word fries.
America.
We wouldn't be America if France didn't
All
help us,
right.
by the way.
Here we go. David in West Stockbridge. David, you're on.
Hi. Thanks very much for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a couple of questions about Italy, and I want to book a trip there next year at 2025. And I'm wondering, is October, early October, late September, around this time, is that a good time to go?
It's definitely a better time to go than July or August. So this is
That's
sort
right.
of have to go backwards. The worst time to go to Italy is July and August.
Too hot.
Right.
Too hot and too crowded.
Okay.
Too crowded. Then the second worst time is probably late July, early September. Again, very crowded. Okay. October's great. April is usually good. But this is the thing to keep in mind. Next year, it's also a jubilee year for Italy, and they're overcrowded as it is post-pandemic. So you want to start booking your stuff at least 10 months ahead of time.
Wow.
And the later in October you go, the better the rates will be. You should also consider maybe going in March. Although the weather won't be as great, it'll be a lot less crowded. Okay?
Oh, okay. Right. I'm glad you mentioned that. I didn't think of March.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was sort of like spring. I thought that might be a crunch time.
No, March would be fine.
Okay, good, great, that's good. And okay, so top of my list is seeing the Sistine Chapel. And I know you had a caller earlier asking about that, but I didn't catch all of your answers.
Well, you want to, when you eventually plan your trip to the Sistine Chapel, you want to go as early as possible, even if it's more expensive to get in there first thing in the morning, but it'll be the least crowded. So you always want to go earlier, the better.
Okay, David, thanks a lot. Speaking of Italy, Bill writes in, we plan to go to Florence next month. I was wondering, should I bring cash or use a credit card? How and where can I exchange dollars for euros?
Okay, you could do that, but I don't recommend it. Again, I recommend you bring an ATM or debit card to get money out of the ATM.
A special debit card or your own?
No, your own debit card. You could double check with your bank to make sure that you can use it in Europe. Okay, and you will pay a fee, but then you're not walking around with cash. If you walk into some place with U.S. dollars and ask them to exchange it to euros, you'll be paying for that. It's going to be a fee.
But
to
what
do
if you're
that.
In a taxi cab or something?
They'll take cards?
Everything
take
takes cards?
Cards? Yes. Okay. I was so surprised because now with those little handheld credit card, little machines, they bring them over. Even sometimes in a market, they'll have, a food market, in an outdoor, vegetable market, they'll have them. So I would say use your credit card as much as possible. Again, make sure it does not charge a currency conversion fee.
All right, let's go to the Taconic Parkway. And Grace, you're on.
Hello.
Hi.
I've been wanting to take a cross-country train trip, Amtrak.
Nice.
And I called Amtrak asking them to send me some brochures or books so I could kind of plan it. Oh, we don't mail anything out anymore. It's all online.
Yeah.
And then I saw an article in the paper where this man had taken the trip USA Rail Pass for $599. 30 days, 20 stops, and he did that cross-country. Can you give me some help on how I can find out information besides just online?
Yes, you can actually call Amtrak. They do have reservation agents. They'll be happy to help you. Tell them you're interested in a rail pass and if they can give you information about that over the phone. You have to bear in mind.
They don't tell me anything.
Okay.
Tell them that you don't have a computer and you need help over the phone. They will give you the information. They can tell you about
then,
the rail
then
passes.
They'll respond.
I'm sorry, Grace. Okay. I tried looking at the website, and maybe it's better now, but several years ago I wanted to take my family on a cross country, and I found that the website was so confusing with all the different routes that it took me a long time to figure that I would have to sell a kidney to afford it.
Right. Look up the telephone number for Amtrak Vacations instead of just Amtrak.
All right, Grace, thanks a lot. Well, we have a big family. I'm sure Amtrak's very cost-effective for people who don't have enormous families like the Waltons. Let's go to Jane in Schenectady. Jane, you're on.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just going to get off the road.
Okay.
I'm signed up for a Camino pilgrimage with a church group in New Jersey. We're flying through JFK to Madrid and then Santiago de Compostela. However, I've developed a terrible problem with my heel, and there's no way I can do the walking. So I've canceled the accommodations, but I'm wondering, is there any strategy to try and get a voucher for the fare? And if not, what kind of... This is in October 13th through the 21st. I went to a AAA, and I got the sense that they could only deal with major hotels. But if I'm on my own, I'd like something a little more colorful. Is there time to even work with another travel agent that could
That's
put
a
together?
Great question.
If I can't get about...
Right. Well, we typically tell people we need at least about 8 weeks to plan something to really spend a lot of time on it.
Okay.
So it's kind of late to do that. I mean, there might be someone out there who could do it. I can only tell you, you know what we do. So, yeah, October is very, very close. So you don't have a lot of time for that. But you could do other things, like you can go to Bilbao and do like a day trip. You know, you don't have to walk the whole Camino.
Right, I can't.
I know. Yeah.
I'm not with the group now.
I understand that. So what I'm saying is you could fly to certain areas. You could fly to Bilbao. You can fly to Santiago and stay 2 or 3 days in each place. And just see the surrounding areas, okay, since you can't walk back and forth to them. However, I don't know that you have enough time to plan that at this point.
Okay. Sorry, Jane. J&J write in. My husband and I are going to London in early November. Where should we stay and what should we see?
Okay. In London, there's many, many different areas of London that you can stay in. One of the less expensive areas would be out towards Kensington, which is where Harrods is and the Victoria and Albert Museum. That's a great area to stay in. But if you really, if you're on a budget, okay, and you really want to be central London, there's a great little hotel that is a, I have to think of the name now, it's right into Citadines. Citadines. It's sort of like an apartment hotel. So it doesn't have all the services that a hotel has, but it does have studio units that is very reasonable, and the location is fantastic. And since we're talking about hotels in Europe, I want to do a shout out and say, try not to book Airbnbs. They are actually the cause of a lot of... problems
in London,
all over Europe.
Really,
all over Europe. They're unregulated. They are. They're being bought. The buildings are being bought by people who don't live locally.
Yeah.
And then they're having a lot of strangers in and out of their neighborhoods. It's hurting the local schools. It's hurting local grocery stores where they're crazy busy in the summer, but the families are moving out. They're causing increase in rents. I personally will not book an Airbnb in Europe, and I hope people investigate it before they do, because it's actually hurting the place that they're trying to go and
enjoy. Gene Gagnon, I've never heard that before, but thank you for that one. The number here is 800-348-2551. Valerie wrote in, if you're going to Europe, says Valerie, or anywhere overseas, make sure your bank knows where you're going.
Absolutely.
Really, anywhere. If you're going out of state for a long period of time, your bank can...
Yeah, you always want to notify. Now, last time I called my credit card, they said, well, we don't really need to know. And I said, well, I want you to write it down anyway.
That's a good idea.
You know what I mean? So yeah, you should always notify your bank, whether you're using a credit card, you should notify them, or if you're using a debit/ATM card. And I do want to make one other point. When we were talking about the ATM cards, make sure you're not using just a credit card to get cash.
Why?
Because then it's
advance fees.
It's a cash advance, and they're going to start charging interest from that minute that you get the money.
How could the interest rates go any higher on the credit cards? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Someone said it was usury. I think that maybe we're getting to that. Let's go to Northampton, and John, you're on. Only about 30 seconds there, buddy.
Okay, this is a tough one.
Oh, boy.
My wife and I will be married 40 years in about 7 weeks.
Congrats.
I want to surprise. She's always wanted to go to Poland. I want to take her, and I want it to be a surprise, and I have no idea how to get started.
Okay, well, first of all, you cannot surprise your wife with a trip like this because you have no idea that she's been waiting 8 months for a certain appointment, or that there's a wedding shower that she hasn't told you about that she's got to go. So you cannot surprise your wife, but yes, you can actually, you can give her But you could surprise her with a gift that has a picture of Poland in it. Let her help plan it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's part of the fun of travel, is planning travel. Do not surprise your wife.
All right, Gene, we're going to have to leave it there. And this was fun. I think you were a little troublesome today and a little obstreperous at times, but we'll do it again, all right?
Okay.
And how do people find Plaza Travel, by the way?
They can call us at 518-785-3338. They can find us on the internet at plazatravel.net. They can send an email to info@plazatravel.net. And happy travels.
Okay. Any more contact? Because the show's almost over.
Oh, right.
That's good. Thanks. Support comes from Mohawk Valley Art Shop in Schenectady Stockade District, a community for art enthusiasts, art supplies, and art classes for all creative levels, featuring a gallery of local artist works, mohawkvalleyart.com. The annual Capital Apple and Wine Festival, with wine and spirit tastings, food, music, and more, September 28th and 29th at the Chatham Fairgrounds. For tickets, starbirdevents.com or at the gate. MCLA's Inclusive Democracy Election Panel, hosting a discussion on ways to engage and improve our democracy, moderated by A.G. Enchel, Dr. Samantha Petty, Joe Donahue, and Dr. Mason Williams, September 26th at 5 p.m., mcla.edu. Tomorrow, it's gardening. We'll see you at 2 p.m.